Okay, morning. Boker Tov. We're holding Ervin Daf Gimel on the base. Today's Daf is Ervin Daf Dalad. Just a key point that I neglected to mention in the first two blot, which came up after the share yesterday. I think Liam was bothered by a question. We've been discussing two different halachim, what the reasoning behind the 20 amma height limit for the kaira for the mavoi is, right? You know, the kaira, when a person's carrying a mavoi on Shabbos, you have to have shufa mavois, but besides the shufa mavois, you have to have a beam go across the top, or a lechi, either kaira or lechi, or both going to Beshamai. You have to have beams in the front of the, at the edge between the mavoi and Mishas Rabim to make a distinction between where the mavoi ends and Mishas Rabim begins. So the shaila is the Mishnah starts off saying in the Mesechta, first Mishnah of the Mesechta says that the height limitation for that is 20 amas. And the question is, what's the source, what's the idea behind it? Rav explained, it's based on wherever else we find a Pesach. We find a Pesach in Tanakh, we find a Pesach with a height of 20, therefore that's going to be my height. We have Rav Nachmitzuk explain, it's based on what's nicker, what a person's going to notice. More than 20 amas, he won't notice, and therefore it's no good. Less 20 amas, he notices, therefore it is good. We said that's very similar to the din by Sukkah, that's Chacham of 20 amas, according to one Malchim, according to Rabbah in Sukkah, is also an idea of more than 20 amas, a person doesn't notice. But with going back to the first Malach, Rav's Malach, that we compare it to Pesach, the Yifayim of the Hechel, so the Elam is bothered, what's the Sheikhus? What Sheikhus, the din of Pesach by Hechel, the measurements given in the base of Migdash, to the din de Rabbanon of Mavoi, the height of a Mavoi. So the explanation the first should give is very simple, is that we have a klal, called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Ke'en de Raisa Tikkun. Whenever the Rabbanon make a Takana, they make a Takana, Ke'en de Raisa. The Rabbanon will be in Geyser, that by a Mavoi, in order to carry, you have to have some sort of Pesach, some sort of entranceway, a Tzur that makes a distinction between Rishas Rabbim and the Mavoi, the Rishas Yachid. So what is going to be called a Pesach? They look at the Raisa. Wherever the Torah gives a shame, Pesach, whatever the Torah gives a shame Pesach to, and that larger shear that still retains the shame Pesach in Tanakh, that's what we're going to use. The Rabbanon, they fashioned the Gezerah based on what the Torah refers to as a Pesach, and the larger shear that the Rabbanon found, according to Rav, is the shear of the Hechel, according to Rav in the Rabbanon. According to Behuda, the shear that they found was, the biggest shear was actually the shear by the palaces of Achashverosh, of Shlomo Melech. We find Tanakh, a lashon of Pesach by palace entranceways, which were larger than that, and therefore he says it could be more than 20 amas. But the Rabbanu restricted 20 amas is because the largest shear that we find, that they found in the Torah, was the shear of the Pesach by the Hechel, or according to Rav's first Malach, by the Ulam. That's the connection, that's the basis. Okay, it's a very important point. Now, back in the conversation yesterday, we ended off with, we were discussing the size of an amma. We talked about 20 amas height, or 10 amas wide. How big are these amas? So Abaya puts forth that we know, and Rav is going to argue towards the bottom, and agrees to Abaya in concept that we have bigger or smaller amas. Bigger or small amas. So the question is how we arrive at bigger or small amas. Abaya says the way to arrive at bigger or small amas is depending on how many tvachim comprise that amma. You can have an amma that's comprised of 5 tvachim. You can have an amma that's comprised of 6 tvachim. And the general rule is you always go l'chumra. You always go l'chumra. If being machmer, if going with 6 tvachim is going to make the chumra, we go with 6. If going with 5 will be the chumra, we go with 5. And the klal that Abayis yesterday was, when it comes to sukkah and mavoi, we go with 5 tefach amas, which means I'm only allowed to put my sukkah at a height of 20 amas of 5 tefach amas, or I'm only allowed to have my kara a height of 20 amas or width of 10 amas. Only with 5 tefach amas, I cannot have the mavoi opening can't be wider than 10 amas of 5 tefach amas, the smaller amount, or it can't be higher than 20 amas of 5 tefach amas, the smaller amount. That was the din by Klayim and by Sukkah. I'm sorry, by Sukkah and by Mavoi. Whereas by Klayim, where we need a separation, and the separation needs to be larger, we say the shear that we're about to discuss, the shear of the separation of the amas, it goes based on 6 tefach amas, which is the larger shear. So let's see the Gemara inside. We're up to be left off by Klayim. Says the Gemara, the Amas Klayim ba'ama bashisha l'may hilchus. So that's called, it's about 12 frick lines up at the bottom of the page, 3 lines up from where the lines get wide. We said that the amma by Klayim is the amma of 6 tvachim. L'gabi what halacha is that? L'gabi halacha as follows. The karachas the kerem, v'lo mechol al-kerem. L'gabi the bald spot, the gap in the kerem, and l'gabi the mechol. The mechol is like the space at the edge of the kerem near the border. The Mar is going to explain. The time we looked at Mishnah. Karachas the kerem, isham emrim esrav arba amas, basically emrim sheshes amas. Beisham says the gap in the kerem to be able to plant some other species in the middle of the Kerem, you need a gap of 24 amas. Beis Hillel says, no, all you need is 16 amas. Umechol HaKerem, and the Mechol HaKerem at the edge of the border of the Kerem, at the edge of the vine, Beis Shammah Rami 6 amas, Beis Hillel Rami 12 amas. Beis Shammah says you need 16 amas there, and Beis Hillel says, no, you only need 12 amas. Beis Hillel's being made in both cases, smaller share than Beis Shammah. Before we even go into the elaboration of the Mishnah, just to quickly understand, the idea we're talking about here is the basic idea of Klayim, that we know famously you can't mix different species together when you plant, and one of the more common, one of the Muhammadic cases of Klayim is that we always find is Klei HaKerem, which is planting even another species of grain within the same area, overlapping the area where you have vines, where you have grapes growing. If you have vines growing and you plant another species, that's a problem. So our Mishnah is discussing, what if you have a gap in the middle of my vine, or a gap at the side of the vine? How much space do I need between where I have actual vine and where I want to plant other species that it won't be a problem of Klayim? So in the middle, Beis Shammah says 24 amas, Beis Hillel says 16 amas. At the sides, Beis Shammah says 16 amas, and Beis Hillel says 12 amas. The Gemara explains, says the Gemara, Ezi karachas akerem. What does it mean karachas akerem? Kerem shachar ziyasai. A kerem that has a hole in the middle. Ein sham sheshes amas. The merge elaborates with Beis Hillel Shita. If you don't have 16 amas, levi zera l'sham. If you don't have 16 amas there, you cannot bring zera l'sham. Hayishu sheshes amas. But if you have 16 amas, then nice like kedei avadasai v'zereya es hameser. So the key point, why do you need 16 amas? You need to have kedei avadasai on each side. Kedei avadasai is 4 amas. You need 4 amas space to work around, to use his plowing, planting, his gardening materials, and therefore you need 4 amas each side. So you need to have, if you have 16 amas, you have 4 amas space on each side, and then you can plant the 8 amas in the middle. You need 4 amas on each side of where you're going to plant to be fallow, and then outside and inside that, inside those two sets of 4 amas, the 8 amas in between, you're allowed to plant to the middle. That is we're explaining why you need a gap of 16 according to Beis Hillel. What about the Zeres HaMeiser? Beis HaMechol, what's the case of Mechol? That's the Mechol is by the size of the Kerem. By the size of the Kerem, you're obviously not going to need 2 sides worth of 4 amas, because on one side is a fence. You're not going to work the field for that side. You're going to work only from the inner side. So all you need over there is 12 amas, says the Gemara. Being Kerem Legedar means the space between where the vine ends and the fence, and where the fence is. Over there, Ein Shem Shtei Mas, 12 amas, Le'yavi Zer L'Sham, you can't bring outside seeds to plant over there. However, if you have 12 amas there, you leave 4 amas space between where the vineyard ends, where the kerem ends, and you leave 4 amas space of emptiness to utilize as kelim. And you can plant the rest all the way to the fence. You can plant the remaining 8 amas. Okay, says the Gemara. Good question. We discussed in the past that when there's a fence, it could be the fence, you let a plant back to the fence. Remember, right? When there's a fence, it makes a difference. But if there would be no fence there, then there would be concern being too close to the neighbor's stuff as well. That is an important point. Yes. So the point of all this is, when we discuss these amas, again, Beis Hillel's more lean to Beis Shammah, but irrespective, the size of these amas, says Abaye, is the 6 tefach amas. Because we're discussing a chum, the larger amount here is a chumra, not a kula. The more distance you need is a chumra. Well, over here we apply the larger amas, which is the 6 tefach amas, not the 5 tefach amas. Ask the words the question, what do you mean? You tell me that Lagavi vines, it's all a chumra, the same type of question we had yesterday on Sukkah and on Mavui, that there could be kulas as well, by using, yesterday we were using the smaller amma for l'chumra, for mava and sukkah, but we had a question that sometimes using small amma could be kula. Here too, sometimes using a bigger amma by climb could be a kula as well. Why? Vikar ritzufim ba'arba amas dilakula. We have the halacha about the vines that are consecutive within 4 amas, where there's a, by having a 6 tefach amas, it'll lead to kula. What's this halacha? We looked at the Mishnah to climb the 5th parak. Kerem anatu al pachas ma'arba amas, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ain't a kerem. A kerem that's planted with less than 4 amas between the rows, it loses the status of kerem. In order to have a status of kerem, you have to have a proper separation between the rows. If it's too much together, it's a bunch together, it's a mishmash, it's not considered a kerem. The chamim say no. Kerem, it's called the kerem. For Rana Samson, Kilayinim, come say no. If you have a bunch of rows too packed, too close together, we just view it as if the middle rows don't exist, and we view you have a kerem based on the rows that do have this enough distance between them to be considered a proper kerem. But the point over there is saying 6, the amas are 6 tefach amas, which means that I have to have a 4 amas space between the kerems in order to be between the rows in order to be considered a proper kerem is a kula, because it's not going to have the status of kerem even if I have if I have plenty of space, as long as it's only 5 tefachamas, it won't be a kerem. I need 6 tefachamas. Does not present the kula. Said the mark, karabonadam, I have a kerem. Simple answer is, that's only in Reb Shimon. In Reb Shimon, who says that it's not considered a kerem, you're right. It would come out of kula. But according to Rabbanan, that we just eliminate the rows in between, it won't be, you don't have this kula. You may say, or you could say, in Reb Shimon, or you could say, it could be Reb Shimon. And the same answer is, as we said yesterday, the Ravamas comer. We weren't saying that across the board, every scenario by Klayim is the 6 versus 5 going to be a chumrah. There is a scenario where the 6 versus 5 is also a kula. We just mean the gabi rave dinam of klayim, the 6 is a chumrah. Same thing with yesterday when we said the gabi sukkah mavi, the gabi rave dinam of sukkah, the gabi rave dinam mavi, saying the amma is 5 tvachim represents a chumrah, not a kula. But you're right, there are scenarios where the 5, saying 5 tvachim would be a kula, not a chumrah. It's funny, both yesterday and today, we keep saying rave, it's really just 2-1. You have 2 cases, we have 2 dinam where we're saying that the shir is a chumrah. We have 1 case where it's a kula, and we're saying rave, we're calling it that's going with the smaller share by Mavi and Sukkah, or the bigger share by Klayim. We're calling that's the Chumrah, because the Gabi rave it's the Chumrah. It's again, it's double, but it's 2-1. It's not like a 5-1, 4-1. It's 2-1 in all the scenarios. It's interesting that the Mara just likes to, Mara's okay with that being called rave. Yes, Leon. You want to know, are we saying that when we answer that rave, are we saying that it's rave scenarios, but another scenario you will go with the 5 tefachama because that's where it presents the chumrah, you'll switch? Or do we mean, no, we go with 6 across the board because in rave scenarios that's a chumrah, even though it ends up being a cool other case? Good question. So I think we addressed it yesterday as well, but the answer is that you're absolutely right, we would switch. We always go to chumrah. The main point is go to chumrah. So if 6 is the chumrah, we go 6. If 5 is the chumrah, we go 5. We just mean by klayim rave the case if you go 6, because that is that's the case of chumrah. But in a case where 5 is the chumrah, we would go 5. That's how I'm understanding it. Yesterday as well, same story. Yesterday in the case of Mavet Sukkah, we go with 5, but when 6 is the chumrah, we switch and go with 6. Okay. V'Rav Mishpeter Nachman. Now Rav is very similar to Abaye in the sense that he's maskim that there's 2 different types of shiurim of a tefach. There's 2 different ways to measure a tefach. I'm sorry. 2 different ways to, actually I said it's correct, but what I meant to say is, there's 2 different ways to measure an amma. Abaye said the 2 different ways to measure amma is, an amma of 5 tvachim or amma of 6 tvachim. Clearly, the amma of 5 tvachim is going to be smaller than the amma of 6 tvachim. But Rav says, no. The amma is always 6 tvachim. Amma is still always 6 tvachim, but there's 2 different ways to measure a tefach. When I measure tefach, I can measure tefach with my hands, my fingers tight together. Tefach is a person's hand breath. I can measure tefach with my fingers all clenched together tight, or with my fingers a little loose. Clenched together tefach is obviously going to be smaller than a loose, my hands are loose, a loose tefach. So the chiluk over there is going to be not in the amount of tefachim that I have in the amma, but rather the size of each individual tefach. That is the chiluk between Rava and Abaye, but conceptually the idea is really the same. For Rava, I mean, again, we're going to have Raya's Akasha on Abaye, right? To Rava, just in the method that they use, but in the overall concept, the concept's the same, that we have bigger and smaller ammas. Let's see. For Rava Shredim Nachman, Rava Shredim Nachman, Kol Amas Ba'amma Ba'ashisha El Alo L'Sheikhais. These are loose. All the amas are 6 tefachamas. No 5 tefachamas. All the amas are 6 tefachamas. The only difference is whether the hand is clenched tightly or the fingers are loose. Meis for the merzakasha on Abaye. Remember, we have both these members are in the name of Nachman. Yesterday we had Abaye in the name of Nachman, and the difference in amas is 5 or 6 tefach. And now we have today Rav is saying in the name of Nachman. The difference is whether the hands are tight. It's always 6, but whether it's tight or loose. Says the more the price is clear like Rav. All the amas the chachamim discuss are the am of shisha, am of 6 tefachim. Except that they're not always alike, they're not exact, meaning sometimes you use loose tefach, sometimes you use the more tight or smaller tefach, but it's always 6 tefachim. Bishlam the Rav, it's beautiful. The whole chiluk is, in some places it's larger, it's wider, it's looser, and some places it's tighter. So basically, the Gabi Klayim, You'll use the loose tvachim. Legabe sukkah, legabe mavli, use the tight tvachim. But it's always six tvachim for an amma. It's exactly like Rava says. That was the memra over here, that kol amas are 6. Ela baye kasha, according to Baya, it clearly says that all amas are 6 tvachim amas. And Abaye said, hagufa, that's the distinction, whether it's a 5 or 6 tvachim amma. Amach Abaye, ema amas klayim, ba amma, ba the Am of Bashisha. You have to say the price means the Am of Klayim is six. That, remember, Abaye said, which we start off with today, that by Sukkah, Mova, it's five, but by Klayim it's six. That's you beat the price. Not all Amas are six. The Am of Klayim is six. Ask Gemara, not so fast. I'm going to tell you safer, but the safer of that very same price says, Rabbi Shigumil Aimer, Amasham Chamim Beklayim, Ba'am Bashisha, all the Amas the Chamim said, by Klayim is Ba'am Bashisha. Rabbi Shigumil Taka says this qualification that Abaye wants to stick into the price overall. He says that all the Amas by Klayim are an Am of six Tvachim. Sounds like the Tanakam was saying that all Amas, even not by Klayim, Uvashleim and Subzamais, when we talk about the Amma of Klayim being six, there shouldn't be these tight Amas, these tight Tvachim, they should actually be the loose Tvachim, which is interesting. It means, according to Abaye, that by Klayim, according to Rav Shigumil, by Klayim we use the six Tvach Amma and the six Tvach loose Amma. It's the double, the larger share in both accounts. Okay, but the point is, Mechal Tanakam, Klayim is Kamar. If Rav Shigumil came along to say that by Klayim you need six tefach, the six tefach amma, sounds like the Tanakama was saying that all over you need six tefach amma, and Shigumil was limiting to say, no, only by Klayim, not all over. But the point is, Tanakama was saying it all over, again, not like Abaye. What's the Mer's answer? You're right. Abaye clearly came back to Tanakama, but Abaye could say, I feel like a glove with the Shigumil. I was saying that Dafka by Klayim, when it's a chumra, do we say six tefach amma? Elsewhere we don't. That's exactly like Shigumil. Amlach Abaye, v'lavmi ikar Shigumil, tukakavase, do we not have a Shigumil that goes like me? I'll tie neshkayach, but you have the Tanakama, the chum, not like Abaye. We know we have a klal that whenever Shigumil is in the Mishnah, the general rule is halach kamaisa. We pass like Shigumil when he's in the Mishnah. So Abaye is very comfortable saying, "Ana da amik Shigumil, I go like Shigumil." So you're right. The Tanakama is not like me. Tanakama says that all amas throughout, all amas and measurements in general are going to be six tefach amas. Abaye says, when I said my memra that Sukkah and Mavli is five tefach amas and Dafka Klayim is six tefach amas, I'm going in Shigumil, who clearly argues in the Braisa and says again that only by Klayim do we go with the six tefach amas. I go like Shigumil. You're right. The Tanakam is not like me, but I'm satisfied to be just like Shigumil. Says the Gemara, La Abaye Vada Tanai. So according to Abaye, we're left with this notion that the Braisa is Abaye's din is totally in a machlekes Tanaim. Abaye's din that Mavi and Sukkah is five Tvachim and Klayim is six Tefachama is totally in the machlekes, and he only goes like Shigumil because he can't fit like the Rabbanan who said that across the board, like the Tanakama there, who says across the board that the Amma is six Tvachim. Okay. The Shaila Gemara now is presenting is, what about in Rava? The Rava Mikalei Matanai. Rava who says it's always six. Is Rava Dafkak Tanakama and Naka Shigumil? Is Rava also the other way? Dafkak Tanakama and Naka Shigumil? Or could Rava go like both? Says the Gemara, the Rava Mikalei Matanai. Amach Rava will say, Rav Shigumil, Haas Ashminan, Amas Klaim Leitzam Tzim. Rava will say, beautiful. No, both the Tanakama and Rav Shigumil both agree that you always need six. Like Rava says, the Amma is six Tvachim. Rav Shigumil was only coming to stress a different point, which we mentioned when we read it. Rav Shigumil was saying that the by Klayim, not only is it a six Tefach Amma, like all over, it's a six Tefach Amma that's loose as opposed to tight. Remember, according to Rava, that's always the chiluk between whether it's Chomer, when the Chomer is to make it loose, you make it loose. When the Chomer is to make it tight, you make it tight. So by Klayim, the Chomer is to make it larger, so therefore it's loose. That was Rav Shigumil was coming to say, just to make it loose. Ask the Gemara, then why does Rav Shigumil make mention any word about six? If he's not arguing on the Tanakama, Lagabi, the amount of Tvachim there is in an Amma, he's agreeing that six Tvachim and Amma like the Tanakama. He's just pointing out that by Klayim, it's got to be the larger, looser Tvachim, so that's what you should focus on. Vilema Amas Klayim, Leit Samtim. Just say the word, Leit Samtim, Ba'ama Bas Shisha Lemutimai. Why is Rav Shigumil mentioning six Tanakama? He said six, and he's not arguing that, according to Rava. Don't we say Rav Shigumil saying six? Because he's coming to argue, he's coming to make a distinction between that and between the Amma of Sukkah and Amma of Mavi, which is Taka, not six, which is five, which means Rav Shigumil would not be like Rava. Rava the Amira would not be like Rav Shigumil of Tana, rather just like the Tanakama, who says that across the board at six. Says the word no. Light, Lemuti Ami Yisayd Amma Seivev. It comes to exude the Amma of the Yisayd of the Mizbeach and the Amma of the Seivev, that's the ledge around the Mizbeach. What's going on over here? So basically, what we're saying is that in general measurements, Rava is saying across the board, we always go with six Tefachamas. Tanakama and Rav Shigumil both agree, you go with six Tefachamas, and the distinction whether it's larger or smaller is based on whether the tefachim were tighter or looser. That's the general measurement of amas. However, there was a scenario where, in the Beis HaMikdash, where there was a concept of a five tefach amma, and that is where Mishnah comes to Ksum, when he says that by Klayim you go with the six tefach amma, and it's loose, not mitzumtzum. So the part is the chumra of it being the larger share, not the smaller share. And the fact that he mentioned six is coming to exclude something. You know what? It's coming to exclude in the base of Migdash where we had five. Where is that? By the Yisayid and by the Seviv, the Lug, just to quickly chazer over the dimensions, we had this in Kachim, but a very basic idea. The dimensions of them is Beach were, again, the Machlaikis and also different sizes and different time periods, but the general share was, the base was 32 Amas by 32 Amas. 32 Amas by 32 Amas. Once you went up a height of one Amma, from the ground, the base was indented by an amma, and that formed the base. And then you had the next section, which is another five ammas tall, five ammas in height. And then it went in, and that's that section. If you do the math, 32 by 32. If you go on one amma on each side, it becomes 30 by 30. That section was 30 by 30, and then you go up five ammas, and you get to the seviv, the ledge, which you went in an amma. It goes in one amma, and now from the seviv, from the top of the seviv area, the ledge where they walked around, till the top of the mizbeach was another three ammas, additional three ammas, and that area was 28 by 28, 32 by 32, 30 by 30, 28 by 28, and then of course you have top of the mizbeach with the four koronas, each corner, like the kugelach in the corner of the mizbeach, each one was amma square, so the space inside the kugelach becomes the space inside the kugelach is actually like 26 by 26. We discussed you need space for the kav to walk around, so the actual haktara area is 24 by 24, if you remember. Okay, that's a nice chazara of what we had in Midas, we had in Kachem, in a couple places. Fine. The point is, those amas that we're measuring are five tefach amas, not six tefach amas. Big discussion in the Rishonim, actually, which amma are we referring to when we say the five tefach amas, not six tefach amas? Meaning, you could be discussing the amma from the ground going up, right? I see some of you are chapping the Gishmak HaShayla here. We're discussing the amma going up from the ground till the height of the aside, or then the five amas to the height of the seviv, the three amas to the height of the top of mizbeach. Are we discussing the height? Are we discussing the indentations when you go up from the ground up to the yisayid, to the whole yisayid. Then you go in one amma. Are we talking about the amma that goes in? When we go up to the seviv again, we go in an amma. We talk about the kronis. We're saying the kronis themselves go inwards into the mizbeach. Are we talking about the ammas that are going inwards, the ammas that are going upwards? Interesting conversation in the Rishonim. So quickly, just to point out again, just interesting to note, this machlekes, we have a machlekes, three machlekes, Rambam, Rashi, and Meiri. Rambam says that we're talking about both. Rambam says the most simple malach. We're talking about both going up in height and going in depth. In both scenarios, we're saying that the amma is an amma over there by the base of Migdash. It's five tefach amma, not six tefach amma, both by the height and by the depth. In both cases, we call the height going floor to ceiling, so to speak, floor to sky, and depth is going the indentation inward. And in both cases, he says it's a five tefach amma. That's Rambam. Rashi says no, only by the height. Only by the height are we saying it's a five tefach amma. When it comes to the depth, when the gamin is bare, it is a six tefach amma, which means because the 32 amas of space and the 30 by 30 and the 28 by 28 is the regular amas, the regular size of six tefach amas. The regular size I'm saying regular because that's a rav says ma'isa. All things are measured with six. It's the same regular size of six. It's dafka the gabi the height that it's five, not the gabi the depth. He says exactly opposite Rashi. He says the gabi the height is where we're saying it's the six tefach amas, and it's the gabi the depth that we say it's the five tefach amas. Okay, three machlekes Rambam, Rashi, and Iri. That's all the gabi. Sorry, I said it's across the board. That so far is all the gabi the yisaid. That's all within the yisaid. The gabi the seiviv. Over there, Rashi and Rambam both agree that we're talking about the depth, that's the five tefach amma, but legabe, the height of the seviv, those five ammas of seviv that grows up, everyone agrees, Rashi and Rambam both agree, over there the height is six tefach ammas, so Rambam is agreeing to, Rambam and Rashi are both agreeing that we're flipping it, that's not the height, it's almost like the Meiri saying, Rambam and Rashi are both agreeing to Meiri over there, that the height is the regular six tefach ammas, it's the depth over there that goes in, the indentation is only the five tefach amma, that's by the seviv, and by the kronos mizbeach, by those corners, top of the mizbeach, Rashi says the perfect squares, and they're both, it's five tefach in both directions, five tefach this way, five tefach that way, that is the size of the squares, the Quran of the Mizbeach, whereas Rambam says, the height of it is five tefachim, but the height of it is five tefachim, but the, which by the way makes, if you do that, if you keep the square at home, it makes for the total height of the Mizbeach, including the tip of the Quranus, is 10 tefachim high. Right, 10 tefachim is the total height of the mizbeach. We had a couple of days ago. We had it was maybe just yesterday on Daf Beis. We had that the curtains, if they were on top of the mizbeach, they were 5 tefachim. They're 15 tefachim, 15 amas high, which is a total of 5 amas above the mizbeach because the tippy top of the mizbeach is 10 amas high. How's it 10 amas high? The yisayid is 1 amma. The seviv up to the seviv is another 5 amas. Is 6. 3 more amas up to the top of the mizbeach is 9. Plus the kronis, the mizbeach was 1 amma high. That's 10. So the the Rambam again learns, Rashi learns that the Kronis is a square. It's an Amma, which is a five Tavach Ammas, both in height and in depth into the Mizbeach. Whereas Rambam learns that no, these Kronis were five Tvachim of height, six Tvachim of depth, which means they're not really a perfect square. These Kronis were not perfect squares. They were five Tvachim of height, six Tvachim of depth. Okay, interesting, just interesting ideas to know, to note in the measurements of the Mizbeach, of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, but getting back to our sugya here, so we're saying that the, one second, getting back to our sugya, we're saying that the measurements of five that Rabbi Shmuel Miel was coming to exclude is five, not like Gabi Sukkah, not Gabi Mavi, like Gabi all relevant dinim today, not that the Beis HaMikdash is no longer relevant, but like Gabi all other dinim besides the Beis HaMikdash, the measurement is going to be six, he just came to exclude the five, and that fits like Rava, it's just the five that is the five that he's excluding is by the Beis HaMikdash, and Rava wasn't going, even when Rava said in Shir that all measurements are six, it's not a steer to that, it means all measurements, in all other halachas today, Legabe Beis HaMikdash, Rava could agree it's five. Yes. Liza, you had a question? It's a good question. Why are we fluctuating within the same entity itself? Why are we fluctuating? I mean, it's all based on obviously on Messiah, on the dimensions, the directive that was given, how to build a Mizbeach. But there is a svara that I could think of to make a chilek, but it's not going to answer your question, Lizer. The svara could be that there's a chilek between the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash and the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a svara between the binyan and the kalim. But still, within the Mizbeach alone, we're treating some of it like kalim and some of it like binyan, right? That's you. So it's not fully answering your question, but I think along those lines, we can get to a little bit of a hesber, right? Meaning, let's say the binyan, it's always six. The kalim, it's five. So within the Mizbeach, we view some of it as kalim and some of it as binyan, perhaps that would be the logic. But it's a good, the good question. It still needs more. So yeah, it still needs more hesber. Okay, so says the Gemara. According to Rava, we could say that there's no machlokes tanayim, no machlokes tanayim. Rava can go, meaning not that no machlokes tanayim. Rava's shita of six tefachim goes according to both tanayim and tanakama, and according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, and this Reb Shimon Gamliel is excluding five was the gabi de mikdash. Says the Gemara. Lavamute ama sukka ama v'amas mavi. It's coming to exclude and therefore he doesn't have to be a mechalik. That's the pasuk which describes the size of the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash. We actually elaborate all these different dimensions about the yisayid, the seiviv, and the top of the mizbeach. Cheka ama ze yisayid, ama reichav ze seiviv, gvula svasa saviv ela kronis, and vze gav mizbeach ze mizbeach zav. Refers to the mizbeach zav, mizbeach primi, the mizbeach on the inside. Now, before we get to the next gemara, which really the sugya of the day, this next gemara is not really irvin. This next gemara coming up to the end of the amud, to the end of the daf today, is a shas gemara. It's a shas gemara. But before we get there, just one other quick point on this: we seem to have our sugya. Our sugya seems to be a little bit of a raya, like, it seems to go more easily like Rava, clearly. Abai is telling him a chalikis, Rava's not. And, in general, we're trying to point out we pass like Rava. Why? This is not part of Yalkagam. It's not part of Yalkagam. Remember, we spoke out just the other day in the end of Shabbos that there's six places that we pass like Abai over Rava. Those are referenced by Yalkagam. There's not one of them. And therefore, it makes sense. We pass like Rava. That's the basic approach to the Rishayim. The Rush speaks out that we pass like Rava because since Rava fits like both Tanayim, therefore we pass like Rava as opposed to Abai only fits like one Tana. And the first Rabbah, why is the Rush speaking that out? Why is Rush saying that we pass like Rava because he fits like both Tanayim as opposed to Abai fits like one, which is kind of what we said when we read the Gemara, but when we just end of the Gemara, we pointed out this idea of the Rush as well. But why does Rush have to come onto it? Go with the simple reasoning. It's not part of Yalkagam, and we only pass like Abaya in the six spaces of Yalkagam, and there's not one of them. Very simple. Why do you have to come up to a new reason over here? So the Bach and Simon Shin Samach Gimel in our sugya, the Bach says the Rush need another reason. He asked the question, why need another reason? And he answers the same answer. If you remember, we said for Taisvis in the end of Masech Shabbos, Taisvis Kasha and then Masech Shabbos, where the Gemara discussed the Gemara seemed to come out that we pass like Abaye in a conversation over there, and Tais is bothered that why is this not part of the list of Yalkagam? We're passing like Abaye over there, it's not part of the list. And one of the answers we gave, I forgot which one of the Achrenim said, but one of the answers we gave to answer Tais was that, maybe it's the Marsha, one of the answers we gave was that we only say Yalkagam when the Machlaik is the Machlaik is between Abaye and Rava. It's the Machlaik is Amram themselves. The Machlaik is Abaye of Rava. There, if we pass like Abaye over Rava, that's makes the list Yalkagam. With Pasak Rava over Abaye, that's the general rule, but that's part of that conversation where they makes the list. When they argue about Tanayim, which is again a case over here, they're clearly arguing, they're discussing Inyan Mechalekes Tanayim. When they are arguing Mechalekes Tanayim, then even if we pass like Abaye, even if Abaye, it wouldn't make the list. The list is only case with pass like Abaye over Rava in their own Mechalekesim. When they argue about what others say, when they argue about Tanayim, then we don't have this list of Yalkagam. We could pass like Abaye over Rava, and it still won't be part of the list. Says the Bach, beautiful. That's why the Rush needs to say over here, we pass like Rava because both Tanayim fit like Rava and not like Abaye, because this would not be make the criteria of the Yalkagam, because this is a machlekes about what the Tanayim say. It's not the Egina, it's not the Omachlekes. Okay, there's a very long issue of Eger, but you know, let's leave it for now because we're tight on time. I don't want to get sidetracked from this the major subject about to start. Amar Rabchia Bar Ashi Amarav Shirim Chasisim Mechitzin Alachom Meshim Sinai. These three dinim, Shirim, the general idea of sizes, the classic size, just the Kazayas, that we speak about Kazayas, or by Shabbos, we spoke about the Shir of Haitza, the Shir of Oschashim Shabbos was always Gregorius. These Shirim are Alachom Meshim Sinai. They're not clear in the Torah anywhere. It's Alachom Meshim Sinai. It's part of the oral, they're orally transmitted Torah. Chatzitzen, the din of Chatzitza by Mikvah, and the din of Mechitza, that's relevant to our Masechta Te'ervin. These are all dinim that are halachah l'mesh b'sinai. The Mar is be bothered that the all these, we do find references in the Torah. So that's the Mar Shurim, the Raisi, tell me Shurim is l'chmesh b'sinai. This is a Chazor, we've had this Gemara many times in Shas. Shurim is the Raisa. Why? It's based on the Pasuk, the Chsiv, Eretz Chita Saira. It says in the Pasuk, the land of Chita Saira, it's the Zayin Minim, and we darshan of Amrav Chanan, call Pasuk Zayin Shurim Amar. This entire Pasuk is actually set for Shurim. The entire Pasuk is not just about the Zayin Minim, it's actually referenced as it relates, it makes off Kaminas, Legabe, Viri Shurim. How so? The Gemara is going to elaborate. Chita, when I said the Pasuk Chita, the Chitanim refers to the Lacha, we say Nechus the place of Menuga. When it goes to the house with Saras, the person goes to the house and the house is naked Saras, the person is going to be, the person and the items on him, the Kalim he's holding or wearing, become Tame as well. We know, famously, the Pasuk tells us that the Kayin tells the person before he declares the bias Tame, clear out the bias. The Katari Chasam Mamish Yisrael, the Kayin tells the person, clear out the house until the Kayin declares the Tame, it's not Tame. And if we clear out the house in order that the items in the house should not become Tame, but whatever is left in the house is Tame. Similarly, a person who walks into the house, he becomes Tami. Says the mission to Goyim in the 13th parak. The Caleb, a person goes to the house. The Caleb Aksefav, Anichas Bais Menuga. The Caleb Aksefav, and he's carrying Caleb on his shoulders. The Sanlof, the Tabais Biyadim, and he's carrying his sandals, and the rings are in his hand. He's not wearing them. They're carrying them. That gives them more. That gives them less time. Who Vim Tamei Miyad? They become Tami immediately. They're like any Caleb in the house. They become Tami right away. However, Hayalovish Caleb, if he's wearing these Caleb, he's wearing the Begadim. The clothing is being worn. Sanlof Raglov, the sandals are on his feet. Tabais Vet Face. The rings are on his fingers. Who tamei miyad? He still becomes tamei miyad. That doesn't change. He himself becomes tamei immediately. However, these kelim that he's wearing, they're not considered kelim that are sitting in the house. They're kelim that are on his body, and his body's in the house. These kelim will not become tamei unless he's there. How long? The amount of time it takes to eat a pras, a half loaf of bread. How big is a loaf of bread? A loaf of bread. It's a discussion. But stand a loaf of bread, we go with the sheet is that it's 8 eggs, the size of 8 eggs. So a half loaf of bread is the size of 4 eggs. The amount of time it takes to eat a half loaf of bread, 4 eggs. What type of bread? Paschitim. Bread of wheat and not bread of barley. Barley is harder to digest, harder to chew, so it's faster. It's a shurah zman. It's more of a chumrah, shurah zman. The bread of wheat, the amount of time it takes to eat a half loaf of bread of wheat, mesav. Furthermore, while he's leaning, and dipping it and eating it with like a dip. What does that add? When a person is leaning, he's focused on eating. His concentration is fully on eating. And lifson, and he's dipping it in bread. He's dipping it into some type of dip, which also helps him to eat it faster. So all these things, when we say the shear of achilas bras, is the shear of wheat bread, leaning while dipping, which gives us a smaller shear. Hence we have machlekes. Machlekes, how long the shear is. Is it the shear of as little as 2 minutes? Is it the shear as much as 9 minutes? Machlekes, what the shear is. But the point is, it's the shear of a person eating wheat bread as opposed to barley bread and fully focused on eating, which gives it, as a Chumrash explains, it gives it less time because he's more concentrated on what he's doing, so he eats it faster. There's a big discussion we've had before. We're not going to spend too much time on it now, but we've spoken about it in the past. Big discussion of Mechas Chinuch. Is this shear, the shear Kayechel's Pras of wheat, the Gabi, every time we say Achilles Pras, this is the barometer, wheat, leaning, wheat bread, leaning, and dipping, or no? Meaning, What if I'm eating an isser of meat? So my shear should be based on what I'm eating, which is meat, not wheat bread. Is the shear of wheat bread, is it always going to be based on wheat, or is it going to be, or do we make a decision depending on what I'm eating? So at first glance, l'chayra, over here, the Mechas Chinuch says, the biggest of Mechas Chinuch says that the Gedei Achilas Pras is dafka, is dafka with whatever I'm eating. If I'm eating some other type of food, then I wouldn't go with wheat. If I'm eating other type of food, I'm eating meat, I go with whatever the shear of the minimal shear of eating that amount of food is. And it varies from food to food. That is the mechus chinuch, which by the way has big nafkaminas. For example, legabi matzah, it's most for most people, again, it could be different people, different folks, different strokes. But most people, it's easier to chew up and eat a kazayis of bread than it is a kazayis of matzah. Matzah takes more time to chew it. We're makbet to eat matzah, the achilles pras. What achilles pras? Maybe the achilles pras of matzah, the shear should be longer than the achilles pras of bread. Again, if you go with the chinuch, you'd have a longer shear. If you go not with the chinuch, it would always be the same shear of wheat. Another big nafkamina, coffee. Let's say the Mishnah Berurah says when a person drinks coffee, he should make sure to let the bottom half of the cup, the bottom third, get cold. Depends on how big the cup is. In order that they should be able to gulp down within a short enough amount of time, enough to have a shear to make a bracha achreina. But according to Mechus Chinuch, no. If coffee, the way you drink it is you sip, so then you would have a chayev, as long as you ultimately drink a shear enough to make a bracha achreina, you'd be chayev for bracha achreina, even though you sipped it in a long amount of time and you didn't get that shear of whatever amount the ounces, I forgot offhand what the amount the ounces is, whatever the revias, you don't get that shear in a quick enough amount of time. It's not true, it is quick enough amount of time because that is the derech of drinking coffee. According to the Mechus Chinuch, it would vary from item to item. It makes big nafkaminas according to the way the other soul, the argument of Mechus Chinuch, they say it doesn't vary from item to item. These are fixed urim based on drinking, standard drinking and standard eating of bread, drinking a cold item or eating of bread of wheat bread. So our Gemara face value would seem to be not the chinuch. We're giving a Mechus Chinuch. We're giving a general share of the time it takes for a person to eat wheat bread. But the truth is, the Mechus Chinuch is a very simple answer. Over here, we're not talking about food at all. We're talking about the amount of time he's waiting in a bias for the tumah. We're saying the tumah is going to go to his clothing if he's in the bias for the amount of time it takes to eat a loaf of wheat bread. If we're eating something else, you go with the other item that you're eating. But if we're not eating at all, then of course you could use the barometer of the wheat bread, and therefore the Gemara wouldn't be a raya against the Mechus Chinuch. On the contrary, it could fit very well with the Mechus Chinuch. Again, it's a bigger discussion, but it's a very this is the home base for a very, very heavy topic. It's a sheer in and of itself of the idea of kedei achilas pras. Okay, next case in this braisa, it is all, by the way, part of one big question. You're telling me that shiurim is drabanan. We have a pasuk that we're elaborating. Rav Nosson, Rav Chanan is elaborating on the pasuk that every part of the pasuk is gabi shiurim. So we're going word by word. It's all part of the question that we see that these shiurim are daraisa seemingly. Number one is chita. Number two is saira. Titan etzuk saira. The halacha is a human bone. The size of a barley kernel is metame magamasa. Metame, if a person touches it, it's tummy tummy's mace or masa. Even if he doesn't touch directly, if he's carrying something where the barley size bone is on top of it of what he's carrying, so he's tummy tummy's masa. But oil, you don't have tumma unless, famously, we've discussed in the past, oil, you only have tumma if you have rave of the bones of the body, rave of the binyan, rave of the minyan, either rave of the bones in terms of numbers, it can be a lot of small bones, but it's rave of the number of bones, or if you have the skull and the spine, rave of the binyan, the two thighs and the back, rave of what makes up the body, that's enough to make tumma and oil. But less than that, can't make tumma, so the etzim will not make tumma and oil. Only tumas magamasa. But again, it's a shear. It's a shear deraisa. The barley represents the shear of tumma by bones. Geffen, what's geffen representing? The shear of Revias Yayin, Legabi Nazir. Nazir can't drink wine. What's the shear? The shear's Revias. Geffen represents that shear. Teina, what's that? We just come off the heels of Shabbos. This should be famous, obvious to us. Teina is figs are Kegregus, dried figs, and the shear of Itzar Shabbos. By the way, it's Fazam is this. If the pasuk is, if we're basically on the pasuk of Teina, why do we see dried figs? Maybe it should be the shear of moist. A moist fig is bigger than a dry fig. It would be a bit cooler. You only chai for carrying a Shabbos. You only chai for cooking, for doing different things on Shabbos. If you do the shear of a moist fig, that's not what we say. We say it's the size of a dry fig. It's bigger than an olive. So it is a cooler. It's bigger than an olive. But still, it's a fig. But why is it a dry fig, not a moist fig? So the Zvasema says, either we say tefasta meruba, like tefasta, tefasta mut tefasta. Teina can clearly refer to figs were very commonly eaten, both moist and dry. Teina can refer to either or. We always take the smaller shear, tefasta mut, to fast and more to fast, and therefore we take the dried fig as our shear. That's one malchus vasemis. Or he says, anyway, we're going to circle back at the end of this Gemara. We'll kill the suspense. We know this Gemara is ultimately going to come back and answer it somehow. All the shear must still lechem mishmi Sinai. This pasuk is just a smachta. This pasuk is not really a clear source. Since the maskana, we're going to say anyway, all the shear are lechem mishmi Sinai. So we know lechem mishmi Sinai was that the shear by Shabbos was kegreg was the dried fig, not the moist fig. Okay, Riman, what's the shear of Riman? That's got to be a kli with a kli. A kli is only mekabel tumah if it still retains the status of a kli. Because now we learned in the Mishnah kol kli. When it comes to killing with the Baalbatim, Shum Kirmainim, they retain the status of Kli if they have Tumma. They retain the status of Kluma, they retain the Tumma as long as the holes inside the Kli are small enough that a Remain will not fall through. If they're large enough that a Remain will fall through, lose the status of Kli and it will lose the Tumma and no longer will be Tummy. Eretz Zay Shemen, the land of Zayas Shemen. What does that mean? Eresh Kol Shurim Kzeisim. It's land that all the Shurim are Kazayas. Fekmar Kol Shurim Sagadaitach. You just gave me all these other cases that are not the Shur Kazayas. Fekhari Damar, you have the other cases. El Ema Eretz Shur Rave Shur Kazayasim. Fourth time in 2 days, we have this idea of going to Rave. Ella, it's a land where Rave of the Shurim is Kazayas. It doesn't mean all. It means Rave. Rave of the Shurim is Kazayasim. Tavash. Tavash over there, by the way, Tavash means date honey. It doesn't mean bee honey, it means date honey. And this answers the question, by the way, that we had the other day. We discussed the honey in the end of Shabbos. We discussed about the honey getting spoiled and being used, even the spoiled honey being used to rub on the wounds. I think it was the wounds of the camel. But honey typically doesn't spoil. Honey doesn't spoil when it's bee honey. Date honey does spoil. That was the case over there. Okay, Tavash. The honey of dates. What does that mean? Ksefes hagasal yom kippurim. That's got to be the shear of yom kippur. The shear of eating on yom kippur and being chayef kares. Eating on yom kippur is not a kazayas. Rather, it's ksefes hagasal. It's like the shear of the big date. That's the shear of eating on yom kippur was chayef. So you see all these shirim are based in a pasuk in the Torah. How you tell me it's halacha mishpat sinai? It's from the oral Torah. Halacha mishpat sinai is based in the Torah. Says Gemara, the tizber shirim mitzvah k'sivi. Gemara asks the obvious question. It doesn't say a word about the shirim here. These are all references. It says chita, and we reference where chita fits into a shir. It says sa'ira, we reference where it fits into a shir. It doesn't say specifically this is the shir of X, Y, and Z. It doesn't bring it out. The tizber shirim mitzvah k'sivi doesn't say the shirim in the Torah. Avadanat ella hilchus ninu basmachinu rabban akray. It's halacha. It's really halacha mishpat sinai, and the Torah. There are banim semicha on this pasuk. They connected it to the pasuk, which is very interesting. Typically, asmachta is when there are banim make up a din, and then masmicha on the pasuk on the Torah. So you have a derabanan, which makes semicha of the Torah. Here, it's halacha mishmasinah is deraisa. Halacha mishmasinah is a deraisa, and yet derabanan is still saying it's deraisa of halacha mishmasinah, and derabanan found the pasuk to lean in on to give it a connection to the Torah. Famous, because I just mentioned the famous machlokes Ram Ritva, as opposed to really all the other Rishonim. We'll say Rambam, but it's really the other Rishonim in general. What does asmachta mean? Rambam says the basic malach, which is how most of us usually understand, and that is that it's completely derabanan, and there's like it's a remez. You bring a remez for the Torah, but the Torah itself wasn't necessarily being ram at this point. The derabanan are hanging their halacha derabanan on a remez on a Torah. They're connecting to the Torah, but it's full fledged, fully derabanan. Ritva says no. Ritva says that when you have an asmachta, it's a stronger derabanan. It's still derabanan, but it's a stronger derabanan than a regular another derabanan, because there is some sort of reference that the Torah was already enabling the Rabbanan to make their takana and to connect it to this din of the Torah. Again, it's still the Rabbanan, I want to be clear, but it's a Muhammad to the Rabbanan, because like the Torah already says, we say that any other Rabbanan is not sanctioned by the Torah, but the point is the Torah over here is specifically saying that we're leaving a makkah for the Rabbanan to make that gazera. Okay, let's go a little further. Chatzitza deraisa ninu. Chatzitza mar says also deraisa. The din of chatzitza deraisa. Dechsev rechaz b'sarim b'mayim. The pasuk says a person when he goes to mikvah, he should wash his body in water, his entire body in water. His body should have a chatzitza between his body and the water. But Mayim, what does the word Mayim teach us? The Mayim for Mayim teach us, it doesn't just have to be live spring water. It could be even may mikvah gathered water. Okay, kol basari b'mayim shikogu for elabem. Kol basari. What does kol basari teach me? Mayim shikogu for elabem. A shear of a mikvah is gathered water. What size? Enough of a size that his whole body could fit into it. V'kam hein. How much is this? We just had this. They ama brum shlosh amas. An ama by ama with three ama width. Squared with three amas of height. So it's three cubic amas. V'shir chachamim may mikvah arba amas. The chachamim mishayim. What's that amount? That amount is 40 sa. You have the height of that usually covers the height of a person, and a person goes in, the water is going to come up around him, and it'll be completely covered in water. And the Chacham Mishnah, what's that? 40 sa? 40 sa is the shear of a mikvah. Okay, what do you see? We see that you have a pasuk in the Torah that's giving us the shear of giving us the din of chatzitza, that brachas koskopas arba mayim, that you should have a chatzitza between his body and the water. Isn't that clearly the Torah? Why is he saying it's lachem mishpat sinai and it's din of chatzitza? Ikiyat or hilchos lemur answers that you know what you need the hilchos for? L'sa'are uchad rab avuna, for the here and the rab avuna. You're right, for the body, taka, there's a din of chatzitza. But the guy by the here, I'm going to say even more. We're going to say it even more shortly. Dama Rabba Farfuna Nima Achas Kshuri Chetzetzas Shalosh Ina Chetzetzas Shtayim Nidea. A hair that's tight together, that's tied, it's knotted. If you have three hairs knotted together, not a chetzitza, because the knot when you have a couple of hairs together is not going to be tight enough that water can't go through. Water will still be able to go through. It's not a chetzitza. If you have one hair knotted to itself, that's a tight knot, and that water can't get through. That's a chetzitza. If you have 2 hairs, he says, I'm not sure about 2 hairs. I'm not sure if it's tight enough or not. But the point is, this idea that you have chetzitza by hairs, that is a din, and that is a din. Shear that is halacha b'shmesinai. Says we're not true. Sorry, not midraisu. The din of chatzitza by here is also referenced to the pasuk. The Tanya we went to Rabbeisa. V'rochatz s is going to be the keyword over it. S b'sari, s tafel b'sari. V'zeo ser. S means s tafel b'sari. That which is secondary to the body, that is secondary to the flesh. And what, namely, what is that? That is the here. So the here is included in the din of chatzitza. So rather, what's halacha b'shmesinai? This is the famous din we've spoken now many times by Chatzitza. The din of Rubei HaMakbe. It says, Markiyasa Hilchasa, the Halach Mishit Sina came to tell us, what is the Shir of Chatzitza? You know what the Shir of Chatzitza is? The Rubei Umiyutay LaMakbe Shein HaMakbe. We have two criteria by Chatzitza. Is it rave the body? Or not rave the body, or rave the head. It's a discussion, by the way, is the head, is the hair a separate entity? Rave the hair going to be its own chatzitza, or rave means, includes hair and body. We're not going to get into it, but just to point out, there is discussion whether we separate it or put it together with the body, but let's just stick with rave and makbid. These are the two main criteria. Is it covering rave of the body or not? And is it something that you're makbid on or not? In order to be chatzitza raisa, you need both criteria. It needs to be rave, and it needs to be something you're bothered by, you're makbid on. You're makbid to get rid of it. If it's not rave, or if you're not makbid, that's not a chatzitza. The rabbanim came along and they were geyser that even miyat, a smaller amount of the body that I'm makbid on, or even a large part of the body that I'm not makbid on, both those are going to be a problem in chatzitza as well. That's gezeirah d'rabbanan. But the shir d'oraisa is reva makbid. How do we know that? That's halacha mishmei Sinai. Let's see it inside. Says the Gemara, the rubim umute the makbid shein makbid kedar bitzuk abitzuk damer bitzuk tvar teru rubim makbid elav chaitzes. If you have a rave and you're makbid on it, that's a chatzitza. Shein a makbid elav ain't a chaitzes. Even if you have rave, but you're not makbid on it, it's not a chatzitza. The gazru al rubim shein makbid. So you need again the rice. You need both rubim and makbid. The gazru rubim shein makbid. There were gezer on a case of rave where one's not makbid, mishum rubim makbid. A gezer brought to a case of rave where you are makbid. Obviously, similarly, the gezer on a miyut that you makbid, mishum rubim makbid, also because of rubim makbid. Ask the Gemara one second. So if makbid is a problem and rubim is a problem, why don't we gezer even by rubim, even by mishena makbid, a gezer ligzer nami a miyut shena makbid, mishum miyut makbid, else the case of miyut makbid, which in itself is a gezer, that's going to be the Gemara's answer. Why don't we gezer on a miyut she'ena makbid to a case of miyut hamakbid? Answer the Gemara, inami, oh sorry, before the answer, inami shem rubei she'ena makbid, or a case of rubei, or gezerah onto a case of rubei she'ena makbid. Answer the Gemara, he goof a gezerah, but I'm not making a gezerah. In itself a gezerah. Are we going to go make a gezerah? We don't make a gezerah, and therefore the gezerah is one madrega. So again, rubei hamakbid, that's the shear, and that's the halachah Sinai, that is the shear of. That is the shear of chatzitza. That is the din of chatzitza by mikveh. There are banim gezer, a case where you don't have rave, but you have kpeda, you're makbid on it, even though you don't have rave, you only have miyat. Or opposite, a case where you have rave, but you're not makbid, there are banim gezer, that's also going to be a problem. If it's a miyat, where you're not makbid over there, there are banim gezer, that's a gezer, the gezer, there they're not makbid. Last in, mechitza. Mechitza is the raisa ninu. Mechitza the Mar says, you tell me it's Rabbanan. Mechitza also the raisa where we see from the measurement of the Aran. Damamar, Aran Tish, how do we know Mechitza's ten fachim? How do we know the height of Mechitza's ten fachim? Said the Mar, Damamar, Aran Tish, the Aran was 9 fachim tall. The cover is ten fachim, the cover is the cover on top of it was 1 tefach. Harekanasara, we see over here, total 10 fachim. That is where we see a dimension, the dimensions of a Mechitza is 10 fachim. Leitzrich, the Mar, so you have a biblical source for it. It's not Lachmash Mishinai. Again, I shouldn't say that. Lachmash Mishinai is also the raisa. I mean, you have a source in the Pasuk. Says more like Tzricha El Rabbi Yehuda. We need to quote Damar Amas Binyan Bam Bashisha. Liza, this gets to what you touched on before. Amas Binyan is Amas Bashisha. Amas Kalim Bachamisha. When it comes to the Binyan, we talk about 6 Tefach Amas. When it comes to Kalim, it's 5 Tefach Amas. According to this, when we took, remember how big was the Aron? Let's remind ourselves. The Aron was Amav Chetzi. Right? That was Amma and a half tall. And Amma and a half tall, Bishlam, if you say that Amma is a 6 Tefach Amma, so Amma and a half tall, 6 plus 3 is 9, plus the 1 Tefach Kaparis is 10. So it's very good, you have 10. But if you go with 5 Tefach Ammas, an Amma and a half is not 9, it's 7 and a half. An Amma and a half is Amma is 5, plus a half is 2 and a half, is 7 and a half, plus 1 is 8 and a half. You don't have 10. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says that the Amma of the Kalim is only 5, you need a Lachamish Mishinai. In fact, the Mayor Dhamma comments, how you bainness, Mike the Mayor, but according to our Mayor, it says all the Ammas were these bainness, these average Ammas, meaning 6 Tefach Amas. So what are you going to say? According to him, you invite to have a source, Minat Torah. It's not considered something which is Halacha Mesh Mesinai. The Rav Meir, Kiyasa Hilchasa, you know the Halacha Zinah, according to Meir, but Mechitza, when we say there's Halacha Mesh Mesinai Mechitza, it's for 3 other dinim. Famous dinim that we discussed many times, mainly in Sukkos. Lagud, the din of the wool extends, this will come up a lot in Erevin as well. Lagud, the din of the wool extends up or down. Good Achis, good Asik, if I have a partial wool, I extend it. I've used it if it goes further up or further down. That's Halacha Mesh Mesinai. Next in, Lavid. Anything which is within 3 Tefachim of each other is considered attached. And that, Lavid, it's connected. That's the din of Halacha Mesh Mesinai. And lastly, Daifin Akuma, the din we referenced yesterday as well. By Sukkah, then we have the wall, you have the Schach, which is not directly adjacent to the wall. There's roof, regular ceiling in between, not kosher Schach, in between the kosher Schach and the wall. We view the non kosher Schach as if it's a crooked wall. It becomes part of the wall. That also is a din of Halacha Mesh Mesinai. Those are 3 cases of Mechitzas of Halacha Mesh Mesinai. And that's what we're referring to in our list. We'll stop away picking for tomorrow. There's tons to speak out of here, but maybe we'll speak out a little bit in the beginning tomorrow on this. Summit.